This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's Friday, and I'm Glenda Geek, still from Hurricane Central here in Florida.
Oh, boy. I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for September 8th, episode 1777, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World. It's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us this morning. Jamie, I have to thank the 5,000 listeners that have sent me private messages this morning. We really do appreciate your concern. Thank you so much for that. You know, I don't know if you've ever had a ton of private messages, but when you open up your Facebook, they show up at the bottom, and they stack up. So I thought I had five, and I answered those five, but behind them were about five more each row. So, and I kept answering and answering and answering and realized that there was lots. So thank you, everybody. We really do appreciate your concern. We're going to do a short show for you today. We have about an hour's worth coming to you. I'm going to talk a little bit about what's been happening here yesterday to fill everybody in. And then we're going to keep the rest of the show light. We have a really fun guest coming up. Jennifer, are you going to do it on today's show? We've been so messed up here this morning. I don't even know.
Sure, I've got on today's
show. Why don't
you
do that now, and then we'll talk.
Okay, on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, we've got hurricane references galore, and then we're going to chat with Mike Mumford and Katie O'Hagan, and they're going to tell us all about the making of the Ditch the Block viral video from Redmond Rock, and then we're going to take off from a long spot and go straight to really bad ads highlighting just how silly horse people can be. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
That's right. We're going to keep this light. Everybody needs a little lightness right now. We got fires up in the northwest and the north that are just crazy. I know some of our listeners have had to bug out. And so we're thinking about you guys up there. And you had a haboob yesterday, right?
Yeah, but that's just, I mean, it's such peanuts at this point compared to what's going on the West Coast, East Coast, North, South, East, and West of us. Oh, my gosh.
Is this the end times? If so, Jamie, we can go down together here.
I could think of a better way than sitting on this dang computer. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I want to be drinking and eating chocolate. Thank you very much.
Yeah, my mama, I called my mom yesterday and, you know, because it's just one of those things of like, what's going on? You know, being here in the middle where nothing's going on is almost just as much torture as being there because you're just worried and wanting to know. So those of you that are in Florida, if you have family and friends, they are concerned about you right now. Please do your best to keep in touch with all of them and evacuate if you need to evacuate. You know, like follow the rules. Don't be a hero. Just get it done.
Well,
so
they are evacuating because let me tell you, the roads yesterday were incredible. There was a traffic jam from Miami to Atlanta on Route 75. Literally, if you looked at the Google map, it was red from the whole way. The problem we're having here now is people are running out of gas and there is no gas. They're banding their cars alongside the roads. It's just crazy. I looked this morning on, what's that app, Gas Buddy? I looked on Gas Buddy app this morning. There is no gas station within 50 miles of us that has gas. So everybody coming north was getting stuck. I kept getting calls from people who knew we lived in Ocala, and they were like, what can they do? And I said, I had nothing. What am I going to tell them? There's no gas. So that's the biggest problem they're having.
Here's the fun story of my family.
Yeah.
My mom, yesterday when Larry, my stepdad, is going to work, Larry, you need to get gas. You need to fill up your gas tank, okay? And Larry is as South Georgia as they come, okay? So he calls my mom at lunch, and he's like, well, June, let me tell you something right now. I went looking for gas. And this morning, I'll tell you what, the lines were 30 minutes long. They were 30 minutes long trying to wait for gas. And I'm going to sit and wait for gas. I mean, come on now. I got a quarter of a tank. I ain't going to wait for gas.
That sounds like my wife.
and then he calls my mama after lunch. Well, June, I tell you what now. I should have got me some gas and sat in line for 30 minutes because they all gone now. There ain't no more gas in this whole damn town. Nothing. My mom's like, well, I filled up my car, so we're going to have to leave in my car. And I think we're going to leave on Monday. I think Monday's the day. And I'm like, what?
It's going to be over by Monday.
Watching the Weather Channel? Like, you're going to be swimming by Monday. Well, we got a boat. You know, we borrowed Uncle Wayne's boat, and we got that in the, on the side of the house. Now, Larry did put some chains on it, and so it is stuck up against the house. But he ain't got no gas. I ain't paying no. I ain't wait 30 minutes for no gas, and then they jack up the prices. I ain't doing that. I tell you what, I should have done that. I should have, because now I ain't got no gas. I ain't got no. My boat is stuck here, and all I got to pull my boat is my truck, but now I ain't got no gas in my truck. What am I going to do? I can't leave the boat. Like, you can leave your family in the hurricane, but he can't. I can't leave the boat. If I go down, that boat's going out with me, because how are we going to swim around after this is all over? I got to get in my boat, and I got to paddle around. And the fishing is going to be amazing.
How did you come from this family, by the way? How did you end up the vegan humanitarian from this particular family? I don't know.
Could you imagine the fishing that we could do after a hurricane? Oh, my God. It's going to be amazing. Hey, I'm going to catch bass in the middle of my yard.
I have a story to tell you, too. And everybody, Jemmy did get back home. She lives down south there. She lives in Boynton Beach, which is down there.
Oh, good for her. Lucky her. She got south.
Yeah, she got south. And shocker. They're going to be hunkering down and going to shelter if needed. But on the way back, she literally passed the entire traffic jam on Route 70, the turnpike, the Florida Turnpike, all the way south. She gets, you're going to love this story. So she gets, finally gets gas. There was gas at one of the rest stops along the turnpike. They had armed military police there directing traffic. And she said she really got in and out pretty quickly because they were making sure that everybody got in and out pretty quickly at the one place that had gas in all of Florida. So she got below, and people who know the turnpike from Orlando to Miami, it gets pretty desolate down there. And she got below there, and sure enough, right in front of her, a pickup truck goes off the road, rolls twice into the woods, right in front of her. So she's the first one there. Now, she used to be an EMT in New Orleans, so this girl's seen it all. So she said she was nervous, though, because she said she usually got there knowing what to expect as an EMT. You're already told what you're going to find. She said she had no idea there was a family in the truck or what, and was sitting over there in the woods. She sent me a picture. It was way off the road. So it must have been going hauling pretty good. And she said she got over there, and four Mexican guys get out of the truck, and they're, of course, bleeding and, you know, banged up. And she had already called the paramedics or, you know, 911. And, of course, they're going to be a while getting there. So she's trying to help out the guy with the laceration of the head and bleeding everywhere and everything. And then apparently it comes up that they don't have a license, and they really don't want the police involved. So, but she had already called 911. So, and then apparently some other guy stops, also speaking Spanish, insisting that she not testify or talk about the fact that these guys don't have licenses when the police arrive. So she said she started feeling really uncomfortable and headed back to the car, said, I don't know if she said she had to go get something or whatever, and pretty much took off.
Yeah.
So that was going to get.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, that's something you don't want to be involved with as a single woman, about 5'2", there with these guys and not knowing what's going on or what they were doing. So
when I first got my cell phone, I thought I was a big deal. You know, I'm like, I can make calls from my car. And I see this car pull over on the side of the road. And with that flat tire or something, and I can't, smoke coming out of the hood or something. So they pull, the person pulls over. And I pull up behind them thinking, I can make a call for them. I've got a cell phone. This is showing how old I am. So I'm like, and out of the car. And I get out of the car. I'm like, hey. And they out of the car gets five of the biggest, scariest looking dudes I've ever seen. And the look that they gave me
was,
on
don't
the side
use
of
that
the freeway. No, it was like, oh, you're mine.
Yeah.
Like, it was just one of those like women's intuition things. Like, yeah. You're in danger.
Get the hell out.
That inner voice that you have that you should always listen to, ladies. Listen to that inner voice. So I'm like, can you guys drive to the exit? It's right up there. And they were like, yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm going to follow you there and I will get off to the side and you can use my cell phone. They were like, okay. And so they drive forward and I'm right behind them and they start to get off the exit. I'm like,
took off.
Took off. I'm like, five men can handle it. Like, I'm not leaving like a woman and a child on the side of the road. Like, I'm getting the hell out of here.
God. It is scary, but we're going to be fine. I do want to do a programming note here before we get to our first guest, which we're going to lighten up the show here a little bit. But it is a serious
than this.
Yeah,
really?
It is a serious situation here in Florida. We're taking it seriously. We are going to be at the neighbor's house, which is concrete block. We are in Ocala expecting between 70 and 100 mile an hour winds. Now, the storm has changed course again. It'll change five more times before it actually hits. It always does. But right now, it's coming right over the middle of the state, right over us. They're expecting that by the time it hits Orlando, it'll still be a Category 3. By the time it gets to us, maybe a 1. These buildings have withstood that before. There's a hurricane that came through there. We're not staying in our house, which is not concrete block. We're going to be at the neighbor's. The horses will be settled in. And then a lot of horses are here. I mean, a ton of horses just came in from, they came from the south to Orlando or Ocala. So there's a ton of extra horses in all of Ocala and every stall imaginable. So we're going to be hunkered in. Now, we fully expect, if we get 70 to 100 mile an hour winds, we are not going to have power for a week. There just will not be power in our neighborhood for a long time because we set out a ways and our neighborhood is full of above ground power lines with trees hanging over them. So if that's the case, Jamie is going to be the one keeping everybody informed on Facebook. We're assigning Jamie the task. So basically, we're going to tell Jamie, if you don't hear from us, just post on there that we will not be doing shows because we have no communication. But we're full expecting to lose power.
If I don't hear from you, do you have one of those little battery chargers you can charge up your cell phone?
Well,
you can just at least send me a text.
The one nice thing is there's plenty of houses around here that have generators so we can actually go charge up our cell phones, but that's if we have cell service.
Gosh, you little users. I mean, what are you bringing to the party? You bringing some booze or something? You got to have some hurricane booze.
So that's where we're at. That's the story, and I appreciate everybody's messages, and we'll do the best we can to keep everybody informed of what's going on.
Do not tell you what? I went into that convenience store to get me some beer, and there's no beer left. What are we going to do? You know what? I can't wait for gas, but I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to drive 45 minutes one way to go get me some Bud Light, okay? We can't ride out this hurricane with ain't no beer.
Katie, who's on here, who is a professional actress, is going to be so impressed with you right now. Let's hear from Katie. We're going to change gears here a little bit, get off of hurricane talk and fire talk and haboob talk and talk a little bit about one of the best equestrian commercials that has come out this year by Redmond Rock. You all saw it. It was called Ditch the Block. I'll play a little bit of it here at the beginning.
My family says I'm obsessed with my horses.
That's because you are obsessed.
What? No. No, I'm not.
Your Facebook page has more photos of more horses than us.
And you have names for horses you don't even own yet, like David Hasselhoof.
Yeah, because that's a great name.
You even talk to us like we're horses.
Whoa! All right, smile, everyone. Say sugar cubes.
Sugar cubes.
And that was put together. We have Mike from Redmond Rock on with us. Hi, Mike.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Mike.
Thanks for we needed a little levity today because obviously we're here in Florida, so we're getting prepared. So we needed a little levity. Thanks for bringing it to the table today. This commercial has had 90,000 views on Facebook or on YouTube. I don't know how many on Facebook, but you have to be
2.5 million.
Oh, there you go.
Gosh.
Okay, we can probably call that a success, Mike. In our world, in any world.
Yep.
You have the star who has gotten up very early, by the way, everybody. You have the star of the show on. You want to introduce her?
Yeah, this is Katie O'Hagan. We love Katie. She's the reason I think this video was so successful. She with an awful lot of sense of humor.
Katie, are you there?
Are you there, Katie? Yeah.
Hello. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good morning. You sound chipper for 6 o'clock.
Yeah, coffee is already in hand.
And actresses are known for getting up early and really wanting to dive in at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. You kind of have to.
Well, Mike, where did the idea come from for this particular concept for the commercial? And I think everybody in our audience has seen it, so I don't need to explain it too much.
Well, I think that our objective really was to increase the awareness and exposure of our Redmond Rock. We were a little tired of people talking about the Pakistani Rock and some of the other options that they use. And we thought we need something that is going to catch their attention, maybe be a little bit funny, be informative, and just let them know who we are and what we do. So we thought that an infomercial like this would probably be the best way to go. And we really scoured for the best person that we could find that would project that for us with a lot of sense of humor. And Katie was fabulous. She was fantastic. We love her.
Katie, are you a horse person? Have you ever seen a horse before?
Yes, definitely. Okay. I'm originally from the Midwest, so my mom definitely exposed me to horses at a young age.
Oh, so you're playing your mother. Okay, gotcha. Easy to do.
Aversion. Never that extreme. It wasn't until this that I realized there were a lot of people out there very similar to this woman.
Yeah, they're all listening right now, Katie. They're all listening
they're
right
here.
Now.
Hi, everybody.
Well, Katie,
yeah, Katie,
I love it, though.
She captured that expression of the obsessed horsewoman and really projected that so well.
Oh, that's an understatement.
She was,
Mike.
Yeah, I think
it's
that we
so easy you know, to we, do.
It's true.
Yeah,
Mike. Who wrote the commercial? Because the writing is great.
It is. It's our marketing team, and then of course, you know, as you refine it and you look at it some more, and then you get on site. Even our director had some good input on that. I think that his idea was the horse names, which I love and everybody loves.
Those are some of my favorite.
Yeah. And actually on the 18,000 comments we've had back, there's been a number more that we should have used that I think maybe we might put in reserve for next time.
Well, and of course there's going to be a next time, and it has to have the same cast, right, Mike? It does.
we've been thinking about it and talking about it for sure.
Yeah, Katie's agent's calling you now, tripling her rate too, by the way. The next
I know that's what we're nervous about.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Katie, what else have you done? What other cool things have you done in the acting world?
A couple of things here and there. The biggest thing most recently was for the video game world. So Resident Evil Biohazard came out at the beginning of this year, and I happened to be the voice and motion capture of the main character in it.
Gosh,
so I don't know how much crossover there is between video game and
not that particular video
world,
game.
But
what's that like doing a video game like that? Do you just go in a studio and you just have to act it out?
Yeah, for this one, all of them are different, but for this one in particular, it was the full motion capture, so we would get the sides and the scenes, and we'd go in and we put on our spandex jumpsuit with the little balls all over it, and then just act out the scene, and it was facial and body capture, and then after you would do all that, maybe a week later, they'd call you up and say, okay, now we need to do all the ADR and the voice work that we didn't catch when we did it the first time. And you'd go into a booth and then record all of the voice stuff. So it was a little bit of everything, but it was so much fun.
How hard is
are
it
you,
to... You go ahead, Jamie. Sorry.
I'm sorry. So if it's a video game, there's probably some sort of fighting. Are you trained in fighting if they're putting motion capture all over you?
I have some basic stunt work skills and hand-to-hand combat. Anything where they would need a lot or really big stuff, they would bring in professional stunt people for to do. Our game, there was a bit of hand-to-hand, and that was all done by us because it was a little bit more on the basic side. But some of those games where you're seeing people fly through the air or doing flips, that's a real stunt person doing that in a motion capture suit.
Okay, wait a minute. The actor doing a motion capture suit for a video game has a stunt person?
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes.
Okay, that's just that's meta that's right awesome. There. I don't know.
If you got put into a suit and they asked you to dive off a building or do a bunch of backflips, can you do it?
No, no. I just no, I'm not volunteering. No. Thank you very much.
I think Glenn can.
I could do it once.
You do it once.
It's there's some crazy stuff they have you do. So I stuck with what I could do.
Did you
keep it safe? Same with the horse commercial. Same with Redmond Rock. They said, make sure you can ride horses and you're not allergic. And I was like, oh, I can do those. That I'm good with.
The comedy in this.
You know what? Katie was just terrific. We put her on a number of different horses. And she was as calm and as easygoing as you would imagine. I was so impressed.
Like you put her on David Hasselhoff.
Yeah,
well, I mean that one.
She kind of liked that one. Yeah, she kind of liked that one.
The family was great.
I like that one.
Let's give some love to the family. The teenagers and the little girl—they were great too. That was good.
So sweet. Yes. They were wonderful.
Now the stuff going on in the back, the comedy, and throughout this whole thing, just the visual comedy was one of the best produced commercials I've seen in a long time, and it's a horse commercial, and we don't see good produced horse commercials ever, never. So good job, Mike. Good job
Mike,
on that front.
I got to tell you,
thank you.
You know, when we started our relationship with you 6, 7, 8 years ago. I, you know, Redmond Rock was something that I felt like we knew a secret. We knew a secret that nobody else knew. Now I can't go into a feed store or a store without seeing your products everywhere. I'm so proud of you guys and so excited for you. Every time I see I'm like, oh, it's Redmond Rock. They have Redmond Rocks here.
Thank you, Jamie. Like
the secret is out, and it's like a household name now. Everybody, everywhere you go, you see rocks on a rope or big. And then your thing is ditch the block. Did I see in my local feed store you guys are doing blocks now too?
Well, we have blocks for agriculture. We've always done that, but we don't have blocks for horses. We have the rocks for horses. They like it. We've actually tested with horses and given them the blocks and the rocks, and the horses like it the natural way. So right. The horses get the rocks, the cows and what have you get the blocks. But wow. We just came out with a new product, Rainwater. Have you ever heard of that one?
No. Tell us more.
So the Rainwater is really a great product that we add to the fresh water. And it's a salt bentonite clear combination that gives them the electrolytes and masks the nasty taste of foreign move to your area. Give them some rainwater if they're not drinking. And not only does it give them all the electrolytes they want, but it's a great sweet taste as well. And certainly with my Arabian, he will drink that every time before the fresh water, just like a Gatorade for him. So it's a brand new product that we've brought out, and it's really moving fast. It's called Rainwater, R-E-I-N, water.
Oh,
it's kind of catchy. It's in a blue package.
Is it powder or is it liquid, Mike?
It's a powder that you add to your bucket of water.
It's like the endurance Sweetwater type things that we hear
exactly.
You endurance riders talking about all the time. Nice job. Yeah. So you formulated
Maybe we'll get Katie to do a video with that one here in the next year or so.
Oh, there you go.
How much do I have to drink?
Because my God,
yeah, you have to drink quite a lot.
Oh, you licked that white rock. I was like, gross. And you had to do more takes than one. I mean, I don't know how you didn't throw up, girl. That was amazing.
It took me a while to get the sensation in my tongue back, but once that was done, I was like, these aren't too bad. Just keep licking the rock. I'm good.
I'm doing this one time only.
Well, Mike, were you
the best? The best was it was a fairly windy day, so it'd be one of those things where, okay, it's a good take, but wind came, hair went in the face. We got to do it again. Okay, one more time. Oh, no, wind came again. Let's do it again.
I'm charging more.
Mike, what did you expect? Did you expect 100,000? I mean, did you have a projection of what you hoped to get as far as views?
You know, we're very goal-orientated, and we thought that we could get up there in the million. I don't know if we expected 2.5-3 million so quickly. I think we thought that we could get a lot of views. But, you know, it's just a gamble. And you pay your money. I mean, Katie is a lot of money.
I bet. No, she's expensive. Yeah. And you, those gamer girls, they're expensive.
And you just... Yeah, well, you know what? If you want something good, you got to pay for it. You know that.
Right.
But no, we've actually, our sales have gone up. Our site following has gone up. All the intangibles has really made a big difference. And I think that we've been able to educate people on the fact that the Himalayan does come from Pakistan and we are the U.S. mined, the patriotic rock, if you like. So, yeah, I think that it's been very successful. And I think that although we don't have anything on the books right now, it is something that we will do down the road because it has been very successful for us.
Next thing, they're going to be using food dye, and they're going to be coming out with red, white, and blue Redmond rocks in your stores near you.
Well, we have to. We don't need to add that, Glenn. We got the rope, and
that's true. That's true.
We, yeah, the rope.
Well, so. Guys, this was a terrific campaign. It really was. Katie, what do you got coming up next? Do you have anything big on the books that you can talk about?
Oh, couple. Nothing I can talk about right now. A lot of voiceover going on. So, you know, as it comes out, anyone who would like to, they can follow me on Facebook. I'm Katie O. Axe. They can always see what I'm up to, the silly things, the normal things, kind of life as it is out here in LA.
Are you on Twitter too, Katie? It seems to be a requirement for actors.
I know it's terrible. I am not. I'm on Instagram and Facebook. I'm more of a picture kind of gal. So. Okay.
And it was Katie O, just Katie, the letter O?
O and Axe, A-C-T-S.
A-C-T-S. Okay, good. Well, we'll put that in our show notes, too, for anybody that wants to follow Katie's progress. And thank you so much for getting up so early, Katie. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely, and try to stay dry over there.
Yeah,
so.
we'll do our best. We'll try and duck. Mike, thank you again. You know, we have had so much fun with you and, you know, hearing your stories over the years and, of course, giving away some Redmond rocks.
Thank you.
And I can't tell you how many of our listeners
thank
posted
you.
This morning in our private page that they love Redmond rock and they use it all the time. So I know our listeners know about it, and now 2.5 million others do, too. So good job.
Well, we care about them. Thank you, Glenn. And if you really feel threatened, come over to Utah. It's kind of safe here.
Okay. I told them, listen, I said, everybody needs to come to the middle. You know, I'm in Arizona. You need to come to the middle.
Everybody in the middle.
Yeah.
Come on. Line up.
Everybody.
All right, guys. Thanks a bunch.
Yeah, no, thank you, Glenn. Thank you. Best of luck.
Right,
take care.
Thanks.
Bye, Katie.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was
all
fun.
All right.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was good.
Jennifer just typed in new state motto for Utah, the safe state.
Well, let's hear from Kentucky Performance Product. That was a lot of fun. I needed that levity, actually, today. And I needed your levity at the beginning of the show. I knew I could count on you for that, so thank you.
You're welcome.
We're going to do a little more levity. We're just going to go right into Really Bad Ads after we do a commercial or two here. And we're just going to go into Really Bad Ads, have some fun with that. And then Jennifer and I, we have to start battening down the hatches. So let's hear from KPP. Maybe, if I can get it to play.
We never did Daily Winnies either.
She had waited all her life for this moment, dreaming about it since she was 10 years old. The trailer ramp touched the ground. He whinnied as she backed him out, swinging his head around to get a good look at his new home. His coat gleamed in the sun. Her love had arrived. She was breathless. He was beautiful. She could hardly wait to tack him up and start off on what she was sure would be the best times of her life. This love story is brought to you by Contribute, providing essential omega-3 fatty acids that help maintain low inflammation levels throughout your horse's body. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
People know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. ovationriding.com.
Well, Jamie, we did miss him earlier. I don't know if you have a Daily Winnie, but I do want to do one. So we'll do that now, and then we'll do Really Bad Ads. My Daily Winnie does go out to all the listeners who reach out to Jennifer and I and all the other auditors and listeners. They've been all talking to each other, and I know you guys are all thinking about us, and we really do appreciate that. I also want to give my Daily Winnie because my brother was one of these for 30 years. And that's to the people who everybody, you know, says, you know, we're with our emergency workers and all of that and the police and the fire departments and things. I want to give my Daily Winnie to the linemen. And what I mean, that's the guys in the bucket trucks, because they probably have the most dangerous job of anybody. They have to go into these situations with live wires everywhere, and they have to put it all back together. When Jemmy was driving home down to Southern Florida yesterday, she saw hundreds of these bucket trucks heading south or lined up just along the highways. They're positioning. And my brother did that for a lot of years. That's very dangerous work. But, you know, they're the ones that get the power back on. And I just wanted to give my Daily Winnie to all the men and women who are going to be out doing that 24 hours a day for the next 3 months here in Florida and elsewhere. Do you have one?
Sure. All right. Mine has to be ridiculous, because I would like to give a Daily Winnie to my husband for still, I'm assuming,
staying married to you and not divorcing you?
Pretty much, like, still finding me relatively attractive after the last couple weeks of my life with the baby czar running over me. I can't
bruises
move.
From head to
I'm
toe.
I'm covered. Yeah, bruises from head to toe. He'd go to, like, pat me on the knee. I'm like, go, da, da. Well, I take Zeus every week to the Aquatred, and I was riding him home, and the mosquitoes were kind of bad. So he, on the road, like, trotted, it's on, like, dirt roads, trotted while I was bareback home the whole way. I was like, my teeth are chattering. It was so uncomfortable. I'm holding on with a death grip. He's trotting down a dirt road while I'm bareback in a dually halter, mind you. So I don't have a bit in his mouth. And he's trotting the whole way because mosquitoes are there, and he's like swishing his tail. And so I get home and I have to ride past my arena, and he's still just so fired up. I thought, well, heck, I got to take in the arena and do some work with you. So then I proceed to do about 40 minutes of bareback riding. To say that I'm crippled right now is such an understatement of awesomeness. And I'm walking around the house last night. I'm like, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Don't even look at me. Don't look at me. Don't touch me. I can't walk. I've recovered from the bruises, and now I've injured myself by riding my horse bareback for like an hour. And for some reason, he didn't leave in the middle of the night. Like, I would have packed up my stuff and been like, I can't take it anymore. You're ridiculous.
See, most of us need a hurricane to get hurt. Jamie just does it on her own.
It's just a normal day.
Yes, that's right.
Ugh. Just painful. So anyway, my Daily Winnie goes to my husband for not packing up in the middle of the night and hitting the road. Lucas, get in the car. Where's mommy? Don't worry about her. Don't worry about her. Get in the car.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading, they tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading, well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, it's time for really bad ads. I'm so glad we still get to do that this Friday. We're not going to announce the prizes right now. We will announce those the next time, mainly because we didn't even have time. We do have prizes. I have them lined up, but we didn't have time to get all the copy together for those. So we will announce them next time. Sorry about that. But let's get started. These are ads that our listeners have submitted from Craigslist or Facebook or wherever they find them. And we just have a little fun with them on Fridays. And Beth sent this one in. A horse must sail. Horse must sail. 13 years old, healthy, good, trail-ridding horse. Gentle, loving paint. Must pick him up. Need good home. He is up to date on treating and needs a trip. He is great shape, and his only flat was his previous owner. Please read whole ad before you responding. Price will go up on Friday.
Ad before you responding.
Yep.
That's even funnier when you read it.
Oh, my. Do people not read these things after they write them? I'm just saying.
That's the thing is, like, guys, proofread that. You know what? Don't proofread, because we are more than happy to expose
out of a
your
job.
Idiocracy. Yeah. So here we go. Hannah sent this one in. Hannah, and this is cute. It's little five. One, two, five puppies in a little laundry basket. They're so cute.
Little white fluff balls.
Little white, little, like, they look like little miniature Eskimo puppies, you know? Puppies, $100, and this is in Anderson Township. You click on the link. No, there are not puppies for sale. If you see this ad with a 520 number, it's a false ad. A crazy ex of mine posted it playing games. And because of her, this phone ringer is now off. I had to activate my Sprint phone to a different number. And my friends call me on the new number. I had two phones before, but thought she grew up. I was wrong. Okay, that's amazing.
That is a nasty way to get back at your ex, actually.
I think that's genius. Oh, my gosh. If internet was around when I was dating, like, in my younger days of dating, you know what? I should have just thought of this older. I'll give out your phone number and put a cute picture of puppies next to it.
You know, it used to be you had to write it on a bathroom wall, but you don't even have to do that anymore. Right?
That's true. That used to be the way that you could shame people.
That was the spot, was on the bathroom wall of men's room. That's exactly where it used to be, at the truck stop. But not anymore.
That's really smart. Whoever she is, she's my spirit animal.
Now we have Craigslist. Craigslist has replaced bathroom walls at rest stops. All right, here we go.
That's awesome.
Betsy sent this one in, and she did it herself.
Betsy. Hello, this is Betsy. I've got a bad ad for you from Craigslist for Detroit area. It starts out, pigeon for sale, $15, Sterling Heights. I have beautiful pigeons that need a great home. These pigeons are not sick. In the wintertime, we cover them, and they are very healthy. Every time we have them fly, they go out far, and they would bring more pigeons with them. The reason why I'm selling the pigeons is because a hawk would come and eat the pigeons, and it's very bad. If you're interested, call me back at blah, blah, blah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's very bad.
Very bad. Why do we have pigeons, by the way? I don't know. But anyway, different story. Chelsea.
Send a raven.
Hey, that reminded me. I didn't get to do this earlier, and I cannot forget to do this because it's very important. The first round of Equestrians Have Talent is out. It's on the Stable Scoop show right now. Go take a listen on your players or on the app. Go listen, because Lucas makes his grand appearance now.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, it's out now. Lucas is in episode one, and then a bunch of our listeners did some fun stuff. Carly's been getting a lot of comments about her animal noises. So you got to go take a listen. Jamie, you have to listen to the first one on this one. I thought about you because it's your country folk. It's your friend. It's your family that is showing up on the first one. Your kin are right there.
We call him kin.
It might even be your uncle that was there. But he, this is great. You can vote on the winners this week. Now, Jamie, you're going to have to put a little effort into this because you only have one vote so far. The others have been promoting it on their Facebook pages and have been getting votes. So you're going to have to
for Lucas?
Yeah, you're going to have to kick it up because
listen, people, if y'all don't put him through the next round, I'll quit.
Okay, well, that was probably the most effective of all.
Right there. That's my baby right there. He's amazing. He's got talent. He's going far. You listening?
Jamie will stoop to blackmail.
Yeah, that's my baby. How dare you not send him on to the next round? He's going to win. Okay, he's got talent. He's got skill. He's bilingual. Okay.
So yeah, we want you to all vote, and the votes are coming in, and it's great to see that. It's the first time we've ever done this. The voting for week one will be open until next Thursday, and then week two will come out. So you got till next Thursday. Take a listen, and please do vote. The link's right there. Questionshavetalent.com.
So if you like go on to the next round, do you have to have, like, on America's Got Talent, another act?
Yes. So there'll be three winners of the individual weeks will come on to the final show, and you have to have another act prepared for us that day.
Well, Lucas doesn't know any more Spanish, so.
That means then you're going to have to get Lucas to sing, dance, something.
Yeah, I think we're tapped out. Don't vote for him. Please, God, don't vote for him.
I don't think the winners thought about that, actually. Chelsea sent the following one in. Weanlings horses, $250. Weanlings.
This is in my color, I thought. Oops.
Oh, is it?
I'll do this one.
Okay, go ahead.
This album is misspelled anyway. You don't want to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I didn't even read it ahead of time. You can have this one, baby. Take it away.
Yeah. Weanling horses, $250, and this is in Arkansas. Do they have an accent in Arkansas?
Oh, okay. They have a really thick accent. You do your thickest Southern accent.
I don't think I have one thick enough for Arkansas, but I'll check it out. I have Molly Plea weanling horses for Saul. They are nice horse, small, fur, now not, for long copal, brawn, and wan, whit, collared. Best, number four, human, who want to work poor, jacked, or train something from ground up. You can comb over and see them or buy them on spot now. We can toke prices or trades for random stuff. I'm not picky. I'm looking to rid of the M.M. son. Bren Trawler, you will fall in love, Tim Babies.
I have no idea what
Don't
she said.
Fall in love, Tim Babies, okay?
Okay, you know when Jamie has a tough time reading an ad, it's a bad ad.
It's phonetic. It's written phonetically.
It's very phonetic, yes.
If you talk like that, we can tote prices or trades or something. I ain't picky. I'm looking. Bring your trawler. You'll fall in love, Tim Babies.
You know, I came up with something. Maybe this is what you get when you use voice to text in Arkansas.
Oh, my God, that's exactly it. Because who spells not for long coplay brawn and wan? What does that mean? I don't know, but somebody in Arkansas. I just spoke like the language of the people in Arkansas. All those
language
people in Arkansas
people.
Are like, yeah. Not for long, coplay brawn and wan, obviously, that says this.
Yeah, and we just lost all our Arkansas listeners. Sorry, people.
Hey, y'all in Arkansas, y'all calling in. I need to hear how y'all talk because I'm probably not doing you justice a bit.
That's right. You need practice. Next one. Oh, my God. This is a first. And I thought we had seen every bad trailer that you could imagine. But that's not true because this one came to our life today. It's an original Citroen Helles horse van. From 1967. Now, the Citroen was a crappy little car that was made in France, right, Jennifer? The Citroen? And this was apparently a Citroen horse truck, like all-in-one truck, that they had put together and imported one to the United
States.
It's a lorry. They imported one to the United States, and unbelievably, it is still around. And this thing is a classic. Do you see all the pictures this time? The engine, half of the engine, the top half of the engine is off of the truck. and it's inside the back. So it's probably not going to run real well. Can you describe this? I'm having a tough time.
Okay, so it looks like it's a four cylinder, and you know, I don't know much about engines, but I do know that when you have four cylinders and four of the pipey things, those are supposed to be connected.
Yeah, you're not supposed to actually see the pistons open in the top.
The front of the truck looks like a really old, rusted out bakery delivery. You know,
yes,
delivered.
You know what it looks
items.
Like? It looks like one of those creepy ice cream trucks they converted that drive around neighborhoods.
Yes, and then the back half is an old rusted out trailer that is just a big disaster. It just doesn't make sense. It does make sense. Let's go ahead and post it.
Yeah,
but I feel like cylinders should be connected to those cylinder type things.
Yes, and that's what that's all Jamie knows about engines, right?
And
there.
Don't sit down because you'll need a tetanus shot to sit down on that chair.
The seat's not so good.
Yeah, I like the dashboard that's had its guts removed and it's just hanging out. Looks like a scene from a zombie.
This whole thing
movie.
Looks like a scene from a horror movie. It really does.
It's really classic does. Right there.
There's probably been a murder in this truck. I'm just saying. All right. Lindsay sent the following one in. So let me find it here.
Lindsay from Indiana here with a stallion in need of a new home in Carroll County. I have a 4-year-old Tennessee Walker Cross stallion for sale. Sebastian is in need of a good home ASAP. He is a gentle horse who needs plenty of space to run and gallop. He isn't broken to ride, but is all alone in his pasture. Like to see him going to a loving family. I'm asking $350 or best offer. Personal commentary here, you've got a stallion, he's 4 years old, and he's unbroke. Geld the bugger, then let's talk.
First of all, let's back up, Lindsay, because I'm going to tell you that there is no place on earth there should be a Tennessee Walking Horse Cross. Why would you cross a Tennessee Walking Horse with anything? That's not a Tennessee Walking Horse. Now you're just going to have a confused horse. It's just going to be a Tennessee confused horse. That should be a breed. And second of all, Gail, come on now. What are you doing? Sorry. Good job, Lindsay. Thank you for bringing that to us. Just made me mad.
Renegade Equine sent in the next one, a Facebook ad. That was a Facebook ad. Okay, here we go. Just putting some filler out. I have a 17-year-old gelding, great beginning or any kid's horse. He sound as it gets, nothing bothers him. He is blind in one eye, and it does not faze him in any way. There's no punctuation in this.
No,
does not faze him in any way, does not bother him, does not stop him in any way. I am only thinking of selling him because he is just getting fat, LOL. If I don't find anyone interested, he will stay and get fat. Asking $1,000, he be just perfect for kids' pony.
I'm exhausted.
He's just getting fat.
I'm speechless.
He's just going to get fat. You know, there is a cure to that, lady. Stop feeding him.
Listen, if y'all don't come rescue him, we're going to get him laminitis.
That's right. He's just going to get laminitis and die. And it's going to be your fault that you didn't come buy my $1,000 pony.
He's blind, but it didn't faze him.
Doesn't faze him. Not at all. Nope.
Oh, good. Carly sent in one. Fantastic. Yes.
Carly. Where's Carly? Carly's right here.
Hey, everybody. It's Carly from Mesa, Arizona. Got this off Facebook.
Okay, I got to stop this. So you're going to hear Carly has an entry in this week's Equestrians Have Talent. There's something about Carly. Apparently, she lives in her car because she never sends an entry in that's not in her car. Oh, by the way, Carly drives this really hot, really souped up muscle car. And it's pretty loud. So in every entry you hear from Carly doing anything with us, you'll hear this.
There's no periods, but there's capitalization. Like there was a period, but maybe it's a ghost period. Okay. Looking for a new BFF. $1. Are you looking for a new BFF? My barn name is Tally. I am a long yearling. Will be 2 in February. Mom said I will be tall. Sire 15.3 hands high. Dam is 16.2 hands high. I come from a good stock. Both grandsires are world champion. My mom also placed at the world show. My other mom, I need a new home. So someone that will use me. I am just nice to sit at the barn. Price $2,800 PM for more info. Oh, there's the period. It's at the end.
Cookie pie.
The other thing I love, love, love about Carly is she laughs at her own stuff. And I just find that so endearing. And when you hear her entries into the contest, she giggles after everything that she does. And it's so cute. Her and her big muscle car. Thank you, Carly. We love you. Oh, you got the long one. Yay.
Okay. Here we go.
This is a book. It's like our book reading.
I edited it. I shortened it just a wee bit to like 4,000 words. The most worthless gelding mini mule to a great home, $200. And this is in Athens. On one end of the utility scale, there's a label for Swiss Army knife. On the other, pet rock. Somewhere in the pogo stick and quicksand area is Monty. His only marketable skill is grass cutting, and even then he does a beep of a job.
Fill in your own curse word.
Okay. Hold on. We got to locate his umbrella. I think it's in the hall closet.
Emergency umbrella.
I don't know where it is, but you're going to have to
look for it. You need your emergency music.
Daddy, can you help in there, Glenn?
Oh, you found it. Okay, umbrella has been located.
Okay,
we're
good.
Okay.
Phew.
We can go back to now.
God, that would be awful.
Crisis averted.
Is it raining?
It's sprinkling, and he gets really excited to use his umbrella when it's raining outside. Because
you get rain
usually,
like one day a year.
Usually we just shield from the sun.
All right, let's start that one over.
On one end of the utility scale, there's a label for Swiss Army knife. On the other, pet rock. Somewhere in the pogo stick and quicksand area is Monty. His only marketable skill is grass cutting, and even that he does an S of a job. He is the lazy do-nothing teenager who I am now kicking out of my house to go live in the real world. But he's cute, and he's funny, and his jumpy little legs carry him over the yard at breakneck speeds with jumps, kicks, and adorable little bucks thrown in just for fun. You can watch him careen around a curve and wonder just how he manages to stay upright. Like the bumblebee, little Monty's propensity not to wipe out every time he gallops around in circles is to remain a mystery. A light shaggy gray in the winter, he dapples out and darkens in the summer. It's not the worst color available to a horse, but certainly not the best. Mostly, he just looks dirty. When I got Monty last year, he had been turned loose on 20 acres with his 34-inch tall, 6-year-old black stallion buddy, Cristo. Get it? Monte Cristo? Monte Cristo? I crack me up. And together, they evaded all capture. Their owners contacted me to remove them from the property because, well, it's not fun to own an animal you can never touch. I had every intention of spending every day sitting on my front lawn coaxing Monty and Cristo into loving me. Sadly, I overextended myself and time got away from me. Both Monty and Cristo are looking for a new home. They would be awesome cart ponies for someone looking to take on a small training project. They would even make amazing kids or service ponies if you drugged them half to death. They are not for herd protection. A coyote would eat Monty alive. Mini mules are not suited for this job. Monty can't even protect himself from my toothless German shepherd. I've appreciated my time with them, and hopefully their next owners will love them just as much, but will be in a better position to get them handled and working a job. Any job. Like a teenager, they need to start somewhere. Complete their education to make them productive members of equine society. Adoption fee for Monty or Cristo is $200 or both together at $300. No resale agreement for 1 year post-adoption to prevent flipping at auction, take and make a quick buck, or potentially injuring somebody's child.
There's a picture of Monty Cristo.
Oh my
here.
God, they're so cute.
They are
I want
so
to
cute.
Love them.
They are stinking cute, but you know those faces. You were never going to catch those two.
Oh my God.
Monty is so ugly, he's cute.
Yes.
He's one of those.
Yes.
I don't even understand what I'm looking at. It's like it's a mini mule?
But he's weird looking.
I didn't know they made mini mules. I knew they made mini donkeys, but I didn't know about mini mules.
They make mini mules.
It'll make mini, mini mules and mini horses.
All right. Minis can be ornery on their own. I mean, really ornery. And then you combine the mule personality. What do you have? A little monster? I don't know what you have.
You have Monty.
What is the thing you do? Yeah.
So what I'm seeing here is, okay, you can take a mini donkey and a mini horse and then make a mini mule. Christo's probably baby daddy over here because he's not gelded. Disaster. Geld that. Shh.
He's thinking cute.
He is thinking cute, though. He'd be cute we'll have a little cart that. With your we'll with post Lucas that one in on the back our... of a little cart.
I want to pair drive them. I don't know how to drive or teach horses to drive, but I want to drive these.
What the heck? What could go wrong? What could possibly go wrong with you doing anything with a horse?
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, as usual, we are going to let Scott round out the day. I think this is just appropriate.
Hey, this is Scott, and this really bad ad that Marissa found comes from Berkeley Springs, West Virginia. It features health.
Does it make you giddy when we get to end of day?
Every
with Scott?
Time I hear his voice, it makes me laugh.
I know.
A dose of caps, spaces before all of its punctuation, and the title is "Quiet, Safe Pony Gelding." $600. It comes with 23 photographs. I think they just dumped every photo they had on their camera, including the ones of him standing on the porch, which are pretty adorable, to be fair. And it reads, "Olaf is a adorable 13-year-old gelding pony that's super quiet for any kid and well broke to ride. He stands to be groomed, saddled, bathed, farrier, etc. Olaf has a nice walk, trot, and canter!" ! If you're looking for a first pony for your kids to ride around the yard or looking for a pony to let them ride on the trails and show, Olaf is that pony, He's super gentle to work around and has tons of miles on him trail riding. My 7-year-old daughter has put this pony through everything. She rides him around the house for hours. Olaf is up to date on his vaccines and has no health issues. ! Call or text phone number $600. First come, first serve. No emails. Delivery available. Serious inquiries only. !
I need Olaf in my life.
Oh my goodness.
If you know what? If you can teach a 13th two-hand pony how to canter, I would sure appreciate the help.
Don't you want to see Scott and the actress Katie from earlier do a commercial together? Don't you really want to see them doing some voiceover together?
Why not?
I think it'd be wonderful. Scott, it's all in the reading. It's all in the reading. Very well done. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us on this. Hold on. Okay, sorry. The other thing that came up last night is Jennifer and I both got colds overnight, and I'm here sneezing and trying to... So we're just going to add that to our weekend.
Don't mute it. Sneeze on the air. You got to own that sneeze, Glenn.
Oh, I almost did. But anyway, we're now having colds to add to our weekend of hurricane fun. So thank you so much for joining us, everybody. And again, thank you for all the messages. We're going to work out a game plan with Jamie here to keep in touch with everybody. And good luck to all of our friends. I know we have a lot of listeners hanging out in Florida.
It's awful.
Mo posted there in apparently a Hurricane 5 rated house, and she posted, "Be safe, everyone, and Glenn, please don't swing from a tree or sit on the roof." And how did she know I had the lawn chair up already ready to watch the storm come in? Apparently she saw that, so I will take it back off the roof. Sorry, Mo. That's it. Our best to everybody up there dealing with the fires, too. That is super scary stuff. I don't know what's more scary, to be honest. It's just not good. But we're thinking about everybody.
Come to the middle.
Where you only have haboobs and crazy wild horses and crazy wild horse trainers.
Just some scorpions and some rattlesnakes and dust storms. That's all
right.
We have.
That's right. Let's get out of here. All right. See you, everybody.
Spay, neuter, geld, everybody. Please be safe.
Oh, I can't get the music to start.
If you're down in Florida, call your mama.
Okay. We'll do that.